Hey fam, happy new year. It's 2022. It's Michelle from Those Who Travel Meet Themselves, and I'm absolutely excited about this year. I'm hoping that 2022 is going to be a blast for everyone, and this is going to be our first episode for 2022. Did you know that by 2030, young Africans will comprise 42% of the world's youth population, with under 35s accounting for 75% of Africa's population? That is only 8 years away. It might seem far, but blink and it will be 8 years already. So, given COVID and the current economic climate in Africa, where some governments are struggling to create conditions that make it easy for youth to engage in business or travel, one has to ask, how does the youth feel about travel within the continent? Where do they see their opportunities coming from? According to Quartz, young people in Africa look forward to traveling more to other African countries to explore, expand their friendship network, build new working relations, and, well, possibly meet a marriage partner. This is according to the report. I have to say, this made me happy, knowing that Africans see opportunity within the continent, not only for business ventures, but for life exploration. In the new report by Africa No Filter, One Africa, the majority of the 4,500 youths that were polled across nine countries feel positive being identified as Africans. And that's like a major win, right? And express appreciation for the continent. Having traveled to a wedding in Mufulira in Zambia at the age of 13, it really opened my eyes to the vast beauty of Southern Africa. We traveled through Zimbabwe, Botswana, and Zambia. You can check out my TEDx talk titled Seven Places, Seven Lessons, Seven Stories, as I share insightful lessons from this trip. The report further revealed that more than half of South Africans, 56% to be exact, said they had traveled to at least one country in the continent, followed by East Africans at 35%, and then West Africans at 33%, and North Africans at 22%. Reading these stats, I know how lucky South Africans are, as they have two countries locked within South Africa, namely Lesotho and Eswatini, formerly known as the Swaziland. This makes it easy for anyone in South Africa to tick off those countries. What also makes them easy to travel to is the currency. It's no different to South African rands, so you're not paying more for the same thing. Lastly, the languages spoken in those countries are part of the 11 official languages in South Africa. So if you like playing it safe but want to venture out, these are the two countries that will give you the privilege of ticking off two countries within the continent and also experiencing an entirely different place. Let's hear from some South Africans and the countries that they have traveled to. And then after that, I'll tell you how many I have traveled to.
Hi, my name is Pamela. I'm from South Africa. The African countries I've traveled to are Zimbabwe, Zambia, Swaziland, Botswana, Ethiopia, and Kenya.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and the Southern African countries that I have traveled to include Mozambique, Namibia, and Botswana.
So you heard from Pam and the countries that she's traveled to. I'm sure there are many more people who have been to other countries, and we would love to hear from you, hear where you have been to and which countries you loved the most in the beautiful continent. For me, I have traveled to Zimbabwe, Zambia, Botswana, Swaziland, also known as Eswatini, Lesotho, Mozambique. I've been to Maputo, Vilankulish, and Pemba, all in Mozambique. All very beautiful and also different as well. I think my favorite was most probably Vilankulish. And then I've been to Kenya. Yo. Look, I love Kenya. I loves me some Kenya. So I've been several times to Kenya, and from Nairobi to Mombasa on the coast to Naivasha. Like, there's so much to love about Kenya. Kenya is absolutely beautiful. The only thing I can say about Kenya is that they need to give Africans like a price that is different from everybody else. Like a local price for Africans, because they want to charge us US dollars as a South African. I mean, imagine paying 80 US dollars to get into Lake Nakuru. Like, come on, guys, let's be realistic about what we are capable of. And I think as Africans to Africans, can we just at least give each other a good price? Like, I don't earn in dollars, so help a sister out. And then I've been to Ethiopia. I love Ethiopia. I'd definitely like to do more of Ethiopia. I think there's so much to see. So that's definitely back on my list of places I would love to go to. And then lastly, I'm hoping to do more of East Africa and West Africa in the future. Naturally, you know, so many countries, so little time, but seeing as how many people have been able to tick off those countries, I'm sure that if I make the effort, I will be able to do so regardless of Corona. You know, I love meeting new people and having fun, but since I have had a baby, I'm waiting for him to be a little bit older before I venture out to countries with malaria, because you can never be too careful with the little ones, you know. Meanwhile, I'm going to rediscover local destinations in South Africa, because I do believe it's great to travel with the little one, and I do think that it certainly instills, I think, a spirit of adventure. What do you think? Do you think it instills a spirit of adventure if you travel with your babies? Do you think that they forget? I'd like to think they don't, and that somewhere in their genetics, you know, they just remember going to these places, even if the, you know, it's a vague memory. Share with us what you think. I'd love to hear what you think. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Connect with us on social media or on our website at Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. And do tell us which countries you have traveled to in the continent. Just remember, those who travel meet themselves.